Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple out today. We'll join him with him in a second, though. I'm Jake Sorensen. You can always call or text 402-464-5685. Watch and comment on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. The show sponsored by Gaina Trucking. Thank you to all the phone calls and texts. During the first hour, a lot of people, again, buzzing about what's the news on the coaching search. When do we have an announcement? We will see regarding that. However, we are now joined by Sip, who is on the road. Steve Sipple, usually here today, but he is in Iowa City. Sip, the game's at 3 o'clock. Why are you awake right now?
Well,
did I wake you up?
Because I'm talking to you.
Did I wake you up?
That's why. Hey, good morning.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know why we came. You know what? Now that you mention it, I don't know why we came last night.
Yeah, you could have drove today.
Yeah, I think
games at 3.
I think one reason is, Jake, is because if we go today, if we would have left this morning, we're coming right back after the game, and that's kind of
that's a long day.
That's a lot, ridiculously long day. So yeah, I got a lot of sleep.
Good.
I went to bed early last night, so I'm chipper.
That's
How
good.
Are you doing?
I'm great. I'm doing chipper as well. I got some sleep. We're all good to go. I had a bunch of no turkey. I had ham yesterday. No turkey for me.
Oh, you can what? Okay. Is there some kind of crisis?
No, I'm gonna have turkey tomorrow. You know, assuming there's not, you know, news in the coaching search, I'm gonna have turkey tomorrow. Now, if there is news, I won't have my turkey. But I had ham yesterday. I have turkey tomorrow. What's wrong with that? Two Thanksgivings.
Yeah,
I celebrate double.
Weird. Like, you're abstaining from turkey?
No, I love turkey. Turkey's, like, my favorite deli meat, and so I don't eat normal turkey that often, and like, you know, where you carve it, but I love turkey. I have no problem with turkey.
Yeah, you just brought me on and just threw me for a big loop there.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, well, what else is new? I throw you for loops all the time.
Yeah. Well, how's it? So you're solo. Huh?
I'm in the studio. We had just had Jeff from Farrell's here. He was he's the ultimate Iowa hater, so he was here for a segment, and that was good. But otherwise, the first segment, had a bunch of people call in, give their thoughts on Matt Rhule. So let's go there. Matt Rhule, again, nothing's official, but there's a lot of smoke, a lot of steam regarding him being potentially the next head coach of Nebraska. What's the latest you've heard from that? And if he is the guy, or if regarding anybody. Do you expect something? Is it going to be tomorrow? Is it Sunday? Is it Monday? When should people start to prepare for news on a head coach?
Well, it's hard to tell for sure. I mean, all signs point that way. I mean, you never know. I'm always a little hesitant. I've heard that it's looking good, that all signs are pointing that direction. When would there be an announcement? I could see a scenario where there's a news release, maybe as early as tonight, that there'll be a press conference, either Sunday or Monday, or maybe that the news release would come tomorrow, that says there's a press conference. They'll want to give plenty of notice to media. I doubt. Now, my my sense is that I doubt there's a press conference. There wouldn't be one Saturday. There's just not, because there's a lot of media here.
I agree.
To get back. But, yeah, I think Sunday or Monday, you know, this all kicked up on Wednesday. And, yeah, I was told that all signs are pointing that direction on Wednesday.
We had a comment earlier, which I love having people voice the opposition and you know, kind of have conspiracy theories out there. A guy named Jeff chimes in and said, I heard he believes Trevis leaking the rule thing to throw everybody off the real person. Any chance that's true, Sip?
No, I don't think so. No, I don't.
Who knows?
I don't think so. It's hard to read it. It's really hard to read it. The rule angle kind of died down. The Nebraska rule to Nebraska element died down for a little bit. But I was saying, you know, I kept saying, I don't think that ship is totally lost. And then it kicked up again for me Wednesday. I found out Wednesday early afternoon. I was told, hey, it looks like it's going to be rule. Although I was also told that Doran is on that radar too.
Dave Doran, so NC State.
Not a name, Dave Doran. We haven't talked about a lot, but that was my mindset on Wednesday. We hurried a story up on HuskerOnline.com. Then things kind of went quiet. Was told Wednesday night, it'll probably be rule. And that was Wednesday night. And yesterday was pretty quiet. So now we'll see what happens today.
Yeah, and I want to address Matt Rule, because we had someone call in earlier that I disagreed with. it was nice. It was nicer disagreement. I didn't yell at the guy. But I'm curious your thoughts, Sip. I mean, the caller viewed Matt Rule as Nebraska settling for a head coach. And I don't think that Matt Rule is deserving of that type of description, because Matt Rule, despite a poor tenure at Carolina, had success at Temple, had success at Baylor. People say his record wasn't very good, but he inherited messes and made those messes become quality programs. Is there any part of you that feels like Nebraska would be settling if they hired Matt Rule? Is that a description you would use?
No. We've talked about Jake. There are certain coaches I would say that about.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think he's on that plane. I mean, I think there were home run hires that we'd agree on. Me and you agreed on Urban Meyer in that way, right? I would put Luke Fickell in the home run hire. And then there was a pretty large group of coaches that I would say are good, solid hires. And I would put Rule in there. I'd put Doran in there. I'd put Leipold in there. I'd put Klieman in there. Klieman at the top of that plane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then there was a group that I thought, yeah, they would be settling for Jeff Monken or Jamie Chadwell. That would be settling. Monken, Chadwell.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I don't know who else would be in there, I put Rule in the middle group. It's a pretty large middle group.
Yeah, I think that if you find out that with all this team around Matt Rule, if it's anybody in that lower category, like you mentioned with Monken or Chadwell, And it's just going to be even more disappointment from this fan base about where this is going and the interest level from those people out there. Because, I mean, Trev can say all he wants regarding a coach, why he hires him, if, you know, it is one of those guys in that lower tier. But it's going to be assumption by this fan base that the job was not as interesting or desirable to names as people thought it might be if it's somebody from that C or D tier you're talking about.
Right, and I put Mendenhall in there. I think the Mendenhall talk, Bronco Mendenhall talk, was real. I put him in that lower tier. No, if I were a Nebraska fan, I'd feel pretty good about Rule. That Rule, you know, what I've heard is that Rule favored this job over Auburn. I think Auburn was pretty interested in Rule. I'd feel pretty good that Rule was interested and would take this job. I've heard a few of those other guys that I thought maybe would take it. I don't know. It didn't sound like they wanted to take it. I'm hearing that on Kleiman. I've heard that a little bit on Leipold. He doesn't know if he would have They don't know if he would have taken that job. So I'd feel pretty happy if I were, you know, if I were a Nebraska fan right now. If it is Rule, if that's what's happening, and it looks like it is. No, I'd say you compliment your AD not too much, because we've done this thing before where we lavish all this praise on these guys and then it doesn't go well. So I'm not gonna do that. But I'd say that's a pretty good hire.
Yeah, and to me, what I hear a lot from people that are still not fans of Matt Rule is honestly mostly this, Sip. It's the fact that these are people that love Mickey Joseph and want him in some capacity.
Oh,
but
yeah.
what if we learn that Mickey is retained on the next staff? Does that kind of the panic level go down with the people or not?
I'd like to think people aren't panicking about Mickey Joseph. Maybe it would alleviate some of their disappointment. Yeah, I mean, Mickey would probably fit in that middle category, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody looked at – I shouldn't say not anybody. Some people would have looked at Mickey as a home run hire. I have heard that sentiment from people that have said, oh, you know, I wish this was Mickey. I understand that. But, yeah, I have not heard anything on that front, by the way. There's probably nothing to hear. Mickey's got to get ready for Iowa. On the front of would Rule keep Mickey? Now, Jake, you know this. There will be a lot of disappointment in the fan base if Mickey's not kept.
Yeah.
So that'll be the next thing. You know what? That'll be the next big thing to watch.
Yeah, and I think understandably so. He's done a good job of recruiting. He obviously took over a rough situation, but didn't expect to be the head coach during this year. And here he is, game four, the head coach in Nebraska. So he did a good job. Didn't have a bunch of wins, but that you can't change what you have on your roster when you take it over midseason. And I think the last thing, Sip, that those who are not high on Matt Rule is the fact that he's a job jumper. And I think that I tried to talk him off the ledge by saying, you know, you don't need a guy here for 15 years. I understand you desire that. You want stability in this program. But if Matt Rule was here for 4 or 5 years and pulled you out of the muck and gave you a 10-win, 11-win season and went somewhere else, like, could you really be mad at that guy? Or could you say that was a bad hire? There's no way you could, even if he jumped predictably somewhere else after 5 years.
Well, I don't want to get in the habit of criticizing people for things that haven't happened yet.
Sure. Well, that's what we do.
All right. So, yeah, I don't know if he'd be – I mean, couldn't you envision a scenario where he wins 10 or 11 and decides, hey, I really like it here, and let's just keep this show rolling, you know, like a P.J. Fleck. How about that? I brought up P.J. Fleck.
Yeah.
Why – No, I don't. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to criticize the hire for something that hasn't happened yet.
Well, that's fair. It's because you're a good person.
That's very debatable. 464-5685 is Sip a good person? No. Yes or no. But anyway, I don't know. No, I don't think like that. I don't think like that. Let's see. I'm not gonna do that before, to the guy before he's even took the podium for his first press conference yet.
Yeah, that's probably respectable. Before I let you go, Sip, did you see Lane mm-hmm. Kiffin rocking your name last night?
Yeah, what's that stand for down there?
Well, Mississippi. Sip.
Yeah,
the Sip.
It's an acronym for something,
okay.
though.
Well, I think we got to find a way to get that sweatshirt or, that shirt here to Lincoln.
I guess. I'm not going to wear a shirt that says my name.
What if I wore it, too?
Well, you can wear it.
No, I'm not wearing that unless you... It's got to be mutual wearing of the shirt.
Do people...
You got to wear... It's a Sip. It's your shirt. It says Sip on it.
Yeah, but I think people wear their names at... Like on a name tag it. Like their job, but do people walk around with their names on their shirt? I don't think they do.
Well, you can appreciate that your name is made on a shirt for a university. It's kind. It's nice.
Yeah, it's an acronym for something that Ole Miss has nothing to do with me, Jim.
Well, when you come back, I'm gonna find a way to get that that sweatshirt for you.
Okay.
Or if I don't, the listeners will make sure it happens.
Yeah, I hope so. The show's going okay.
Yeah, it's going well. Right? Yeah. We appreciate all the callers. We had a bunch of callers in the first segment. Texters are out there. Viewers are out there. People are awake on this Black Friday early for a non-11 a.m. kick. It's even 3 p.m. kick. That's the weird thing. People are up and at it.
All right, good. That's good. Is this a work day? Are people working?
I don't know. I think some yes, some no. I'm working. You're working. So, we're working people, though.
All right.
Hey,
you got your coffee?
Yeah, I got my coffee. I'm drinking it. I'm guzzling it as usual.
All right, I'll see you Monday. I imagine we'll have a lot to talk about.
I'm sure we will. Enjoy the game. We will talk to you on Monday, Sip.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you. It's Steve Sippel out in Iowa City for the 3 p.m. kick, Nebraska-Iowa. Again, most of that was regarding what's next in the coaching search, not even really the game. Cause that's what people are asked after, is what's going to happen in the search. We shall see. That's all we can do. When we come back, let's get some picks for the weekend. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, NFL and college football. Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports is on next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.